This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Hello, puzzlers. Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the Rosencrantz and or Guildenstern in your puzzle production of Hamlet. I am your host, AJ Jacobs, and today's guest is the spectacular Noel Brown.
Wow, it really does up in the ante every time. Although I gotta say, I feel like I've brought it. Yes. I've brought the puzzler, the puzzle chops.
So
I've done
far,
okay.
So far, you are spectacular.
Haven't been stumped yet.
We'll see. And Noel, of course, is the co-host of Ridiculous History and Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, and just a lovely person. Welcome, Noel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This has been a delight.
Today we've got one of our favorite types of puzzles here at the Puzzler, the Ditloid. And the Ditloid is a classic puzzle. It combines words and numbers, and it's a phrase that's clued using only numbers and abbreviations. So, for instance, 5,280 F in an M, and you have to figure out what the F and the M stand for. And in that case, 5,280 F in an M is 5,280 feet in a mile.
Okay, got it. So I was about to say, I'm very bad at math, AJ. So,
well,
yeah, I think
these are not. I
one.
Don't think you need a calculus or anything. I think you might be okay. But I will say today's Ditloids have a little extra spin. I'm going to be honest; they are a little hard, and you probably won't get them just based on the phrase. But I'm a nice guy, so I'm going to give you a clue to each Ditloid. I'm going to give you a clue of what the letters might stand for. So. Give you an example. If the clue is 7D in a W, I will then say, I'll say that, and then I'll start to list the Ds. So I'll say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
7 days in a week.
Exactly. And you can just chime in whenever you feel like it. You can wait till all of them are listed, or you can just interrupt me. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. 5S of G. 5S of G. And the first S is denial. The second S is anger. And then it goes to bargaining, depression.
Oh, 5 stages of grief?
That's it. You got it.
Got it.
You don't need to. You can say it with confidence. 5 stages of grief.
No. Well, it's a sad thing to do.
It is a sad thing. Well, I will say this, though, in case, I don't know.
I'm still on stage one, just in general, in life.
You know what? There's something to be said for stage one. I will say this. I don't know if it helps or hurts, but there is very little empirical evidence behind the five stages. You can have the 14 stages. You can have two stages. You can have them in any order you want.
Skip stages. Yeah,
skip absolutely. Stages. So grieve however you want, people. Don't let Kubler-Ross tell you how to grieve. Okay, here's another one. 5LL. 5LL. And the L's include words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch.
That would be, I think I'm still confused about the five, but it was love languages, right? Oh, yes. No, there are five of these. There are five of these love languages.
Exactly.
I guess I just, I always, in my mind, think love language is very malleable and very individual.
Nope, just five. Yeah. That's it.
Okay, fair. Okay, AJ, whatever you say. You're the expert here.
And which L are you? Are you words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time? I think I'm quality time. I think
quality time. Yeah, I think that's a big one. I like to give gifts. That's a love language that I enjoy participating in, whether or not the people that I'm giving the gifts to react to that particular love language is to be determined. But I do enjoy giving a good gift.
When I Google it, it says receiving gifts is a love language.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yes. So to me, love language is about knowing the other person's love language and then acting accordingly.
Got it.
So, yes.
Receiving gifts does not seem like a great love language. It's just like that's not.
Buy my love. Yeah. Yes, you must. Yeah.
All right. You ready for another? The 7DS. And the S's include. Oh, you don't even need
give
an
it,
S.
Give it to the folks at home. Give it
pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth.
It's like the movie Seven.
It is exactly like
which holds up, by the way.
Oh,
that
haven't
movie
seen
is
it.
You haven't seen Seven at all?
No. I'm sorry. I haven't seen it since it came out. I haven't.
Okay. Well, it holds up, AJ. Okay. That would be the seven deadly sins.
You got it. Are you ready for another seven? I'm going to follow it with a seven LD. And in this case, the L's include refried beans, sour cream. Oh, he's got it. Guac, salsa, shredded cheese, veggies, olives.
Seven little dwarves.
It's a good theory. It's a hypothesis.
I'm joking. That would be a seven-layer dip.
Seven-layer dip. Exactly. Apparently, there is some debate over what are the official seven, but that was the best I could do.
I don't know if you're a Taco Bell man. You shouldn't be. It's bad. I don't often have it, but I
have enjoyed it in the past.
They have a menu item that I've always enjoyed called the seven-layer burrito, and it just occurred to me that those seven layers are the same seven that go in the dip.
Oh.
It's in burrito form.
So they were trying to pretend that they came up with it, but they didn't.
Now, who owns the seven-layer dip, AJ? That's something that the universe just creates fully formed, you know?
As Jonas Salk said, you cannot patent the sun.
That's so true.
Although you probably could patent solar technology, things like that. All right, last one. The 4H of the A, ending on a little bit of a dark note. So these include death. The H's include death, famine, war, and conquest.
I didn't know about conquest.
Well,
that's
apparently
news to me.
There's some debate over what it is, but conquest is one common of the fourth. So you know
and,
it.
Yeah, and it's a very cool one to see personified in fiction, you know, in comic book form. It's actually also, there was a video game years back called Dark Something, and it was about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I believe they were the big bosses, or you might be able to play as them. I can't recall, but is that correct? The four horsemen of the apocalypse?
That is correct. Exactly correct. Well, you did great. I should have ended on one of the seven-layer dip. That's a nicer out. But I did
it.
It's
fine. I made it about video games. It's okay.
Okay. Thank you, Noel. You did great. Where can people listen more to you?
You can find me anywhere you get podcasts on the podcast Ridiculous History and Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. Both of those are also co-hosted by Ben Bolin, a former Puzzler guest, and the epically talented and good-looking Matthew Frederick.
Even better than spectacular. Well, before we wrap up, as always, a puzzle for the puzzlers at home. This one is the 10P of E, the 10P of E. And I'm just going to give you three of the P's, frogs, pestilence, and boils. I think Noel might have it. Tune in tomorrow to get the answer. And in the meantime, if you're enjoying the podcast, you can always tell your friends. That is, they would be grateful. You would make me happy. And regardless of whether you do or not, we will meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. This is Greg Pliska up from the Puzzle Lab with the extra credit answer from our previous episode. Your clue for a two-word color phrase was relaxed canary. And the answer, of course, is mellow yellow. Thanks for playing along, and we'll catch you next time.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.